This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Bully Ray and I remember the life and career of one of the greats, beautiful Bobby Eaton, who passed away at the age of 62 years old. We talk to the nation right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
When I woke up this morning and I saw the texts from you and Ed about Bobby passing away, full disclosure to the nation, normally when people pass away, and especially lately, I call Tommy in because Tommy is really good, for lack of a better word, at shows like this. His memories about wrestlers are better. He probably knew more guys on a personal level, but I definitely wanted to be on this morning to celebrate the life of Bobby Eaton. Like you said, you always give me the love and the props and the respect of calling me the greatest tag team wrestler, which is nowhere even close to the truth, but I appreciate it. The truth is this: Bobby Eaton was, in my opinion, the greatest tag team wrestler that has ever lived, if not one of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived, and widely known as one of the nicest guys in the professional wrestling industry. You will probably not find one, and I mean one, of the boys who has even an iota of anything negative to say about Bobby Eaton. The Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express, synonymous with tag team greatness, and Bobby a huge part of that. I felt it was my almost responsibility to be on here with you today and help to celebrate the life of Bobby and his greatness in the professional wrestling business and industry. And I hope we do him some justice today. I hope if any of the boys are listening today who have ever shared a ring with Bobby or have memories of Bobby, call in. And I hope fans who have got to see Bobby live or meet Bobby call in and tell us about their experiences. God bless Bobby Eaton, and rest in peace, brother. I'll see you on the other side, and I'll see you down the road.
Yeah, and this one hits hard, too, not just for wrestling fans, but just the story of, and we talked about it a little bit here on Busted Open. A little over a month ago, his wife passed away. And here we are, you know, that was right at the end of June, and then, you know, obviously getting the word early this morning that Bobby Eaton passed away. You know, he had suffered a lot, had a heart attack about 15 years ago, and then he had a pacemaker inserted and seemed to be doing well, but obviously at the age of 62, Bully, which is so young when you think about it, but you're right, Bully. We have had interviews with a lot of Hall of Famers on this show. And I remember Mick Foley talking and praising Bobby Eaton for helping him early on. Stone Cold Steve Austin has said on our show, without a doubt, the most underrated wrestler of all time. Like, you know, Goldberg, you know, wanted Bobby Eaton to end his streak because of all the help that Bobby Eaton gave him early on in his career. And when you think of Bobby Eaton, obviously you think about the Midnight Express, but for a lot of, you know, that next generation of wrestler, that next generation of Hall of Fame wrestlers, I mean, Bobby Eaton went out of his way to help that younger superstar.
I remember, Dave, I had the honor and the benefit one night in 2006 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Me and Devon got to work with Bobby Eaton and Dennis Condrey. Wow. Can you imagine that? Eaton and Condrey. And I just remember picking up little pointers from him in the ring. It wasn't anything that he taught me beforehand. It wasn't anything he taught me afterwards. It was little things and quick little nuggets that he gave me while we were in there. And I was like, damn, this guy is good enough to know what he needs to do, what I need to do, and teach me on the fly. A true professional's professional. And it just, it's a memory that will stick with me forever. You want to talk about, Dave, you know how in the business you're supposed to work light? That real old school, yeah, you know, way of working where you basically don't touch each other. Unlike today, where, like, if you watched Dynamite last night, there were some guys just killing each other with stuff.
I know.
Eaton and Condrey and these guys, if I wasn't looking at them, I would have never known that they even had their hands on me. That's how light they were. Bobby Eaton took my arm and gave me an arm wringer, and I did not feel his hands on my wrist. If Jim Cornette was on right now, he'd be like, yeah, you dang idiot, you're not supposed to feel it. It's a work. learned so much from, learned so much from watching him, obviously, the most. But that one night got a couple of gems that I kept with me for the rest of my career.
Bully, there's stories that he always traveled with two suitcases. And, you know, one was with his personal belongings, and the other was with, like, toiletries, like toilet paper and tissues and stuff like that, just to have if anybody else needed those things while on the road. Think about that. He's lugging around a second suitcase so that he could have supplies for other wrestlers who might not have them.
Because if anybody understood how difficult it was to live on the road, it would have been a guy like Bobby Eaton, who... You want to talk about the maximum days you can work shows in a year? I would say Bobby was probably at 330 days a year. That's the kind of schedule those guys worked back in the day. It was that Ric Flair schedule, you know? And if Flair was on a show, Dave, you tell me, right or wrong, there was a good chance that the Rock and Roll and the Midnight were on a show also.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, when you're on the road and it is difficult, being on the road when Bobby Eaton was on the road as compared to being on the road now is completely two different worlds. A lot of guys and gals these days, they get coddled on the road, having everything planned out for them. Back when Bobby Eaton was traveling, when you actually had to read a map, you know, you had to do everything yourself, truly an independent contractor. And there were some times when, you know, there wasn't a rest stop available and you had to use the bathroom and there was Bobby with the toilet paper, or maybe there wasn't a place to pull off and get water or some toilet or whatever you need. And these are the little things that made Bobby Eaton one of the most loved guys amongst the boys and the locker rooms in the professional wrestling business.
And Bully, you mentioned Ric Flair and being out on the road. You usually didn't find the Midnight Express and Ric Flair being on the same show. Usually, unless it was like a big event, like a big arena show, usually they weren't on the same show, because back in the day, especially with the NWA during the territory days, they would run multiple shows a night. So one show would be Ric Flair defending his NWA championship as the headlining. And then on the other show, the main event would usually be the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express. And I went onto YouTube, as you probably know I would, Bully. As soon as I found out that Bobby Eaton passed, I went to YouTube and I was pulling up some old matches. There's one match from 1985, and I put it up on social media at David LaGreca 1. And it's on YouTube, and it's a match between the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. And there's no commentary on it. So the only thing you hear is the crowd. And I did the bully test. So I was kind of working on the show this morning, and I had it playing, but I wasn't watching. I was just listening. And it's unbelievable, Bully. You could hear the ebbs and flows of the match. You can actually, you could picture the match in your head without even watching it, just by the soundtrack that that crowd noise had. You didn't need the commentators. And it's amazing the pop that the Rock and Roll Express got at the beginning of the match, the end of the match, and it was one of those swerve endings because you heard the pop thinking that the Rock and Roll Express had won, you know, the tag team championship, and then you find out something else had happened entirely. But Bully, you always say, listen, listen, that's the best soundtrack, and that's what I did this morning. It's unbelievable when you don't even have to look at it. You could hear the roar of the crowd to tell what was going on in the match.
It's music to my ears that you told that story, because I think sometimes when I tell these crazy stories, I don't know if you necessarily believe me all the time or if the listeners do. But yeah, that is my go-to test. And it's a very old school way of quote unquote watching a match, because you're not really watching. Countless times in my career as a younger wrestler, I went up to veterans and said, did you get to watch? And veteran so-and-so would say, no, but I listened. And I never really got it until one day I got it. And then having younger wrestlers come up to me and say, Bubba, did you watch it? I said, nope, I didn't have to. I listened. And listening to a match will tell you everything you need to know. The story that you're telling in the ring is being brought to life by the fans. I know the highs, the lows, the ups and the downs, the happies, the sads, the loves and the hates, all by listening to the people. And that is when you know whatever is going on in that ring is being done the right way. Because if you watch some matches, all you hear is, ooh, ah, wee, oh, yay, yeah. It's all just pop after pop after pop. And that's like being on a roller coaster ride that only goes straight down. You need ups, you need downs, you need sideways, you need curves, you need swerves, you need a little bit of everything. And that match, and I know the match that you watched from 85, is one of the better ones, and the crowd tells you everything you need to know.
You know, I was going through some of my old programs, because I would go and watch NWA wrestling at the Meadowlands in, you know, 85, 86. And there was a card that I went to with my father on February 24th, 1986. And was one of the last Pro Wrestling USA cards that they had at the Meadowlands. That's when the AWA and the NWA would combine and put on shows at the Meadowlands. And they drew absolutely amazing crowds. This particular card that I went to, I mean, you had Jimmy Valiant against Tully Blanchard. You had the Road Warriors and Dusty Rhodes against the Koloffs. Ric Flair defended his NWA championship against Magnum TA. Stan Hansen defended his AWA championship against Sergeant Slaughter. But Bully, the main event that night was the Rock and Roll Express against the Midnight Express. I mean, think about those matches I just told you. World championships defended, the Road Warriors. But the main event that night was the Rock and Roll Express going up against the Midnight Express for the NWA Tag Team Championship. If that doesn't tell you how big that rivalry was, I don't know what would.
And you can tell by the card, just listening to you run down the card, that when the NWA would come to the Northeast, they would definitely book that card extremely strong, because the Northeast wasn't the NWA's, you know, strongest territory. So they needed to draw as many people as possible, and the Rock and Roll and the Midnight being on top tells you everything that you need to know from the business end of it. I would imagine the Rock and Roll Express went over that night.
Yes, they did.
Send the people home happy, because I would imagine that Stan Hansen went over that night and Ric Flair went over that night, both heels. Yeah, so you can't leave the, you know, people happy with two heels. but definitely the right call. And when you think about tag team wrestling, Dave, I mean, we can – who's the greatest tag team of all time? The Road Warriors. But when you talk about tag team rivalries, it's not even like – there is no second thought. It's the Rock and Roll in the Midnight. End of story. There is no other – oh, well, these two teams and these two teams, yada, yada. Nope. Rock and Roll in the Midnight Express. And nobody has come close.
I can't. I don't think care of
about.
One. There is.
I don't care about what other teams did. Yeah, I get it. There are so many other great rivalries in history. So many great matches. Maybe bigger moments than those guys have had. But when it comes to tag team wrestling, it is the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. That's it. That's what you aspire to be when it comes to in-ring tag team excellence. When it comes to drawing money and putting asses in seats, you aspire to be the Road Warriors. When it comes to that in-ring work, that psychology, that you know, we have something called the Master's Class on our podcast. Those are the true masters of the craft of tag team wrestling. And Bobby Eaton was a pioneer.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Bully, I know you tweeted an amazing picture at BullyRay5150
of you with the Midnight Express and the Rock and Roll Express, you and Devon. I mean, that's tag team royalty right there, those three tag teams. Like, that's a picture you put in a frame and you put on the wall, because there's not many pictures better than that.
I was so excited to be able to take that picture, and that's probably from, I don't know, 15 years ago. We did a tag team convention, and I think it was in New Jersey, Dave, actually. And I remember telling Devon, this is probably our one and only opportunity that we'll ever be in the same place in the same time with the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. And I think I was right. I don't ever remember crossing paths with them again. And I'm so happy that I got that picture. And I'm so happy that, you know, Ricky and Robert and Bobby and Dennis were cool enough to take that picture with us. And I appreciate the compliment of the tag team royalty. Listen, people can say whatever they want to say about me and Devon. And I appreciate it, but we'll never be them. Dave, you remember in the Hall of Fame speech, I said... I said, we'll never look like the Road Warriors. And I said, we never were pretty like Ricky and Robert. And that prettiness of Ricky and Robert complimented Bobby and Dennis so much. Yeah, he was beautiful, Bobby Eaton. But as a heel, he was such a great heel. And the things that he did and the heat that they could generate.
Yeah.
And if you listen to me talk about tag team wrestling and the psychology and the science behind it, and then you go and watch Bobby, you'll see all of the things that I learned from people like Bobby. Every little thing that a guy like Bobby Eaton did in a wrestling ring meant something. There was no wasted movement. When he was getting heat, the people would be booing him. And when he was bumping and feeding for that babyface, there was no better. He was loved in the ring. He was loved outside the ring. Did you ever hear the story about Bobby Eaton and Bill Dundee?
No.
If I have my information correct, before I say the story, no wrestler that has a daughter wants his daughter to bring home another wrestler, ever. It's a wrestler's worst fear. But Bill Dundee's daughter was dating a wrestler. And Bill Dundee found out about it, and I think he asked his daughter, like, who are you dating? And she said, Bobby Eaton. And Dundee had to take a step back. He goes, well, I guess if you had to pick one, you picked the right one. So Bill Dundee was even cool with his daughter dating Bobby Eaton.
Well, Bully, later they married. Bobby Eaton married Bill Dundee's daughter. So think about that. So not only are you breaking the quote-unquote rule, but like they later were married. So that tells you right there.
What happens? I know Abigail is, 17 right now. She's maybe dating a boy. But what happens?
Yeah, don't even get me started with that. Don't even get me started with
but
that.
But what boy. Happens if she brings home a wrestler?
That's not going to happen. You know?
Every
amateur wrestler, maybe? I don't know.
No.
I don't even want to go there. But when it comes to Bobby Eaton, and we have a full bank of phone calls on Bobby Eaton, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. But I only got to meet Bobby Eaton once, Bully, and it was the night before WrestleMania 30. There was a Mid-South convention in Louisiana, and we both Doug Mortman and I were asked to be the MCs of that event. And at that event, they were giving a Legends Award to Bobby Eaton. And Bully, they had this little trophy that they put together. You know, it kind of reminded me of, the Little League trophy that you used to get back in the day for participating at the end of the year. And, we presented that to Bobby Eaton. And I expected Bobby Eaton to put on a pleasant smile and take it and handshakes and photos and all that stuff. Bully, he actually got emotional. And like he got teary-eyed when we gave him that award, and everybody gave him, you know, a standing ovation. And then later on in the back, he approached us, and he shook Doug and I's hands. It was like, thank you so much for remembering me. Thank you so much for that award. I am going to remember this for the rest of my life. And I was thinking, wow, like, I'm sure, Bully, these awards are given to wrestlers, like, all the time to put together a convention to draw fans in. But he took it as, like a thank you. He really, truly appreciated this award. And fast forward to when the Rock and Roll Express were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. I thought it was such a shame that same night they didn't induct the Midnight Express. Because when I think of that team, I think of both of those teams hand in hand, Bully. And it wasn't just the work with Dennis Condrey. Later on with Stan Lane, you know, when Stan Lane was a part of the Midnight Express with Bobby Eaton. But I will always remember that night with Bobby and just how much he appreciated that small award at a convention.
And do you know why he was so appreciative of that award? Despite that, just it wasn't about the trophy, Dave. It was about much more than that. It's because, unfortunately, in the wrestling industry, those pats on the back aren't nearly as abundant as they should be. And you and Doug probably, Bobby could probably hear the tone in your voice of you and Doug speaking of him with respect and praise, as opposed to some lip service that he might have heard from a promoter or one of the other boys. Like, yeah, brother, good match, blah, blah, blah. But you guys gave him his props that night, and he could tell that you really meant it. And you probably, you know, you hit a spot, you know, in his heart. You tugged at his strings a little bit. And knowing the little bit that I know about Bobby, he wasn't an emotional dude. Such a nice dude. In the past half hour of us being on the show, just scrolling through Twitter, holy shnikey balls, the amount of love that is coming out right now. I wish that random love would happen on a daily basis for the boys that we respect, the guys and gals in the business, and not when somebody passes away. But, you know, as Mark always says, you know, what is it? Give flowers.
When they're alive. What good is it once you've passed?
Exactly. Wouldn't it have been nice? I don't know if Bobby Eaton was on social media, but wouldn't it have been nice for Bobby Eaton to hear all these nice things from, you know, from people while he still had air in his lungs? And that's why I agree so much with Mark, and that's why I agree with the pat on the back. I try to put the boys over as much as I can on social media, just so they know that somebody else appreciates their work and what they're doing, or I'll text them on the side. So it's great to see the outpouring of love, respect for Bobby this morning, but man, we should try to be better at doing it while people are living.
I agree, and I'm always going to remember that. Like Mike Riker, who was our producer at the time, Bully, and I know you've met him because you've come on this show many times before you were actually a part of it. Once he saw Bobby Eaton get emotional, like he didn't want to hold the trophy. Like Mike was actually afraid he was going to drop the trophy because now it became not just like a plastic thing, but now it's became something that was like a symbol of, you know, Bobby Eaton's emotions, and Mike wouldn't carry it to the ring. He's like, I'm not carrying it to the ring. Like, you guys are going to have to do it. I don't want to be a part. Like, he was actually fearful of dropping that trophy just from judging from Bobby Eaton's emotions.
This is Lindsay Rhodes, and I'm so excited for my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, to be joining the SiriusXM sports family. We'll be talking about the most compelling topics and to some of the most interesting people in and around the NFL, taking a look at things through my somewhat nerdy football lens. I like to push past the low-hanging fruit to get to the real stories that are going to make you feel like a smarter football fan. So please join me every Wednesday for The NFL Roadshow, available on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on. And if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Our very own Mark Henry has called in to talk about Bobby and this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Man, I'm going to tell you something. It just hurt my soul just to get off the plane from Jacksonville and see that Bobby had passed. Like, Bobby was one of my favorite people in the world of wrestling. Like, I feel bad now. Like, I used to pick on Bobby all the time. Bobby was, as you know, very edgy. And anytime that I would see him, I would circle behind him. And then I would come up behind him and scare him. And he would go, doggone it, Mark. Don't, why you do that? Every time you see me, you do that. And I just used to love messing with Bobby. We used to go out and eat in Louisville when I was in Ohio Valley, and he was down there and as one of the coaches. And we just used to talk old school wrestling. It was like, Dave, you would have loved it because the reference points was the 80s. And, man, I just, I'm going to miss him, man. He was such a really good guy.
Mark, you know, Bully and I have been talking about him all morning. And, you know, but to be honest, Mark, I wasn't sure what the response would be. Because, you know, he's been out of the spotlight for so long and he's not somebody that does a lot of media. He's not out there a lot. And Mark, the outpouring of love and support from the wrestling community and from the fans, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you could really tell what an influence he was, not only in his career as a wrestler, but as a teacher.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, that whole thing, good guys finish last, is bullshit. Bobby Eaton was the nicest guy. He was one of the best coaches that I ever had in wrestling. And I heard James Storm talking about how good he was at placement, and he was the best at knowing where to be and when to be there and how to get there. Like, I mean, just poetry to watch him work. But he did have some hang-ups and didn't like to be in the spotlight by himself. He wanted to be in a tag. He wanted to share it. He wanted to give everybody the full experience of what it was like to be a tag wrestler. And I think that's honorable, to be able to share the spotlight and not want it all for yourself. Bobby was like just pure of heart, man. Like he's probably the only wrestler that could have wielded Thor's hammer.
Mark, I remember times of my career where I've learned things from veterans that stuck with me. Every time I lace my boots, I think about how Bam Bam Bigelow taught me how to lace my boots. Every time I was getting heat on a certain babyface, I remember what Terry Funk taught me about the nuances of heat. Being that Bobby Eaton spoke with you so much and you learned a lot from him, was there anything that he taught you that resonated, where you could almost hear Bobby's voice in your mind?
Oh, man, definitely. Bobby was the one that told me. He said, hey, man, you're a big old guy. He was like, I don't think you should let that little bitty dude knock you down. He was like, why don't you put yourself in a place where he can have some success? And that always stuck with me. Like, I would, most of the times that I was facing someone, it was me knocking myself down and then having them capitalize on the fact that, you know, I slipped on a banana peel or had the rug pulled out from under me. And, like, that was Bobby Eaton. Like, there was no missteps. Bobby was like, look, will you take a bump right here, because you, the next thing that you're doing, the guy's going to come off the ropes over there. He could see wrestling like the Matrix. He could see wrestling different than we saw it. Like, if he took a bump, he didn't have to turn so somebody could give him a splash off the top. He was already in the spot where he was going to get splashed. And that's, people don't realize how important that is with a technical wrestler. Like, Bobby was obsessive compulsive. He was, I mean, if something was out of place, he put it back in place. And that's the way he was with wrestling. And that's the way that he kind of taught us to be.
Dave, you know how I talk about big men working to their size and making others work up to them and never working down to somebody else? That's what Mark is describing as to what Bobby taught him. Too many big men come off their feet for little guys, and it takes away the believability. But if the big man is able to take himself off the feet and the littler guy is able to capitalize, that's when it makes sense. And I've seen Mark Henry work, and I know, like, now that Mark just told that story, I can see the lesson was learned by Mark in his work, because Mark would never let somebody small, you know, take him off his feet. Even if it was like a Rey Mysterio, right, Mark? You'd make him work for it.
Yeah,
he'd have
to work for it. And,
yep,
you know, one of the main things is why my back is so jacked up is I did so many ass bumps, like I was going to sit on somebody, and I would take the bump, the brunt of it, and they would hit the ropes and kick me or drop kick me or bulldog me or whatever. It's like you put yourself on your knees or you put yourself on your butt so the guy can be eye level and do something dirty to you. Like, it's being well thought out.
Yeah, you know, Mark, with Bobby Eaton passing away late last night, I'm sure he'd be proud of you, Mark, now with AEW and what you're going to be doing for a young crop of wrestlers that are just starting out in the business or finally getting a taste of that national spotlight. Because I know now you're the one that's going to be in wrestlers' ears on how to do things and how to generate heat the right way. And I'm sure Bobby Eaton would be very proud of you right now.
Oh, my God, yes. And I'm telling you, man, like, every chance I get, I'm going to tell the legend of Bobby Eaton.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey guys, Conan O'Brien here to tell you about some of the stranger things we've been doing recently on my podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Recently, we had an episode where I sat down with some of the writers that I worked with on Conan O'Brien Must Go. That's my travel show on Max. And we talked about everything that goes into those shows, and a lot of very insane anecdotes from our travels and adventures. There's another episode you might want to check out where I discuss with my physician, Dr. Arroyo, about my experience on Hot Ones. We talk about my near-death experience and his complete inability to help me because he may or may not be a real doctor. That's just some of the stuff that's been going on. And if you feel up to it, check it out. So catch up on all things I've been up to on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.